Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots, as always, to talk about here tonight. But I wanted to jump back a few days here, because on Saturday there was a little event that took place here in New Hampshire that I was very perturbed to not be able to make it to. But luckily, both of you gentlemen were in attendance. It was the, I'm not sure if it was the third annual UN flag burn here in the great state of New Hampshire.
That's right. The second I was at.
I was there last year. Unfortunately, an unpredictable turn of events prevented my attendance this year. However, again, you guys
that
are both
like
there.
That's a big old excuse.
So I just wanted to know how it was, if you maybe want to share your experience.
It's always a party there at Lauren and Jim's. It was a good time. Lots of people showed up, maybe 30 people.
Wow.
They had some UN flags.
They bring their guns?
There were some guns. There was one really cool 45 that was engraved. It was like a Free State Project specialized 45. Very neat.
Yeah. And I saw that. I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren was out of jail this year, so she graced us with her presence.
Mm, that's right.
And, yeah, we had a good time. It went by fast.
Very cool. So people brought food and all that. It was sort of just like a big shindig.
Food, kids, dogs.
Cool. Yeah. Good
Great.
Times.
Russell and Kat were out of town, so we missed them.
So you can get involved in stuff like this, and that's one of those outside the system activism examples. It's not necessarily something that's going to change the world necessarily, but it is symbolic, and it gives people an excuse to get together and have a good time with one another and socialize, and at the same time, you know, take pictures and video and get those on the web. I know that Lauren had taken some video, and her YouTube channel is called Tackle the World.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one word, Tackle the World. So if you want to go and see the footage from the event, then you can just go there and pull it up. And
Amy Burn a Flag.
Right. It's things like that get people excited about coming here, because how many other people around the country are burning UN flags on a regular basis?
And that day that we pick every year is actually Bill of Rights Day as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
And sure, it wasn't just a coincidence, or is it always a certain Saturday? Because it usually is on Saturday.
Yeah, but it does coincide every year with Bill of Rights Day, give or take a day or two.
Nice.
And we always try to bring that up as well.
Very cool. So anyway, I just wanted to let people know that's still going on. The reason I didn't talk about it was because I wasn't there, so I wanted to wait for you guys. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, there's all kinds of political-related activism going on up here in New Hampshire with the Operation Live Free or Die folks coming up in droves at this point to get active for the Ron Paul campaign all around the state. We're going to find out how effective they are here within the next couple of weeks. We're, what, maybe 2 weeks out? A little more than 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks out from now until the election?
It's
three
not,
at the most?
Not too far. Yeah, three at the most.
For the primary, I guess. So, of course, we'll keep you up to date.
I got a polling call today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And?
It was funny. They asked me whether I would be more likely to vote in the Democrat or the Republican primary. And I said, Republican. And she said, oh, well, this is a Democrat survey. Would you like to take it anyway?
Sure.
So I pretended to be a Democrat. She gave me a lot of choices. A couple of times
Is that an example of how inaccurate these polls are?
That's the reason I'm telling the story.
Okay.
The reason I'm telling the story is because I said I was going to vote in the Republican primary.
She had a quota to meet. She needed to talk to people.
You know, I sounded hot. I don't know. She decided to stay on the phone with me.
She probably has to meet a certain number of people to speak with.
But that makes the data invalid, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, I answered Mike Gravel, Dennis Kucinich, to just about everything.
That's good.
Yeah, they asked me about Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards, and I'm like, nah. So now they have these skewed numbers about somebody who's not going to vote. I'm not going to vote for Mike Gravel. He's probably superior to most of the Democrats, but not great.
Yeah. He's just going to the war on drugs, and that's about it.
I think he would get us out of Iraq, wouldn't he?
Really? Okay. I don't know that much about
him. I know Dennis Kucinich certainly would, and that's why I answered him on foreign
policy.
Yeah, but
as Nick pointed out, Dennis Kucinich was, he's in support of using the UN to go and nation build countries. So.
I didn't say I was going to vote in the
Iraq. I'm just going to throw it out there. I mean, for our listeners' sake, Mark, those that have heard about this guy and think he's anti-war,
If you're a Democrat out there and you want to stop the war,
vote for
Ron Paul, because the Democrats, by and large, do not want to stop the war.
Right. and Denis Kucinich and those other guys aren't going to bring the troops home from South Korea and these other places.
Right. They say they're going to stop the war, but what they want to do is they want to leave a force there to police the embassy and to train the Iraqis. Well, hell, that was the formula for Vietnam.
The other thing that really appalled me about Denis Kucinich is I heard a clip from one of his speeches over the weekend where he talked about making the U.S. government the engine of sustainability to develop alternative energy sources and all this stuff. When what? You're going to have the government do it?
He's out of his mind.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Yeah, you're going to have one-stop shopping for all the special interests who are going to co-opt the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just take the inventors and set them loose? Maybe have a $1 billion reward for the best invention to get us off of oil.
It'd be a better thing.
Just like the ethanol idea. I mean, again, that was completely politically motivated.
It top
have,
down.
Right. It didn't have anything to do with something that was actually effective. Yeah, it had to do with the corn lobby or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
1-800-259.
It's not going to solve our gas problem.
9231. We've got an email here with several questions, but first, you know, I just have to mention this just because it's hilarious. A friend of mine emailed me this one, or IM'd me this last night. Britney Spears' sister is pregnant. She's 16 years old. Just talk about white trash. I mean,
see,
this
isn't
pop culture, but
you should have had dueling banjos queued up for that. You know, that way you could play it.
You know, I really should have the dueling banjos. Do I have that still? Thank you for that. I do have dueling banjos, but I'll have to put it on my sound list. Anyway, but can you believe this? I mean, wow, 16, and the funniest part is, well, I guess that explains it, Wayne. The funniest part is not just that this girl got knocked up, but her mother had a book about parenting that was going to be published. So, you know, it's bad enough that her older daughter's, you know, basically white trash, and she's had three kids with three different fathers or whatever.
I don't know. I don't think
that's 23 right. or 24. But now with her 16-year-old daughter, and now that she's been knocked up, apparently the Christian book publisher Thomas Nelson Incorporated said Wednesday that the memoir by the mother of Britney Spears was put on hold last week. It's a book about parenting. She declined to comment on whether the delay was connected to the revelation that her 16-year-old daughter, Jamie Lynn, is pregnant. And, you know, usually a hallmark of that white trash is the two names, right? The two first names.
Where's Britney's then?
I don't know.
I don't know that you necessarily can go with that, but...
Well, at least she's not related to the guy.
Well, we don't know. There hasn't been a paternity test yet.
Okay.
So she has a boyfriend, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was the boyfriend that, you know, could have been an uncle or something. So
you say yes.
Who knows?
You look like that.
Oh, my. Anyway, I just figured I'd share that because it's sad. Please, kids, I know you're going to fool around.
Don't fool around with your siblings.
Well, I know you're going to fool around and you're going to experiment, but please be safe. Don't do like the stars and the Hollywood celebrities. You know, go
be
and wrap it up and get on birth control, and then you should be okay. Right?
Makes life a lot more difficult to, you know, be a single parent.
Right, because you can't go out and get a vasectomy at age 16, and it probably wouldn't be the most responsible of decisions in the first place because he might not know what you want for your life by that point.
Take care of it yourself for a few years, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever love you as much as your mother.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so
great, you know.
Let's go into the email here from Christina. She says there's something I'd really like to ask you. I was hoping to talk on air to hear your opinions, but if you could spare the time or possibly talk about this on the air, well, here we go. She said she would love to hear it. Your view is pretty much no government at all, right?
That's your view.
That is right. While Mark is on the small government side. Now, Wayne, where do you fall on all this?
I'd have to say probably on the small government side, but I think that once you get to small government, you can transition down to where you'd like to be in time once the public is ready for it.
Yes, and that's what we were talking about actually last night in the last hour of the show, sort of addressing this excellent essay that was posted at LewRockwell.com, targeted towards the voluntarists out there that don't want to even come close to politics, and basically imploring them and saying, look, you know, this Ron Paul campaign, it may be politics, and we know that's disgusting, but the fact is he's introducing people to liberty, and that's something that's valuable. That's something that everybody needs to have happen in order for them to even get to voluntarism or anarchism or the free market. So just from that aspect alone, the Ron Paul campaign is incredibly useful for our methods. More on the way. We'll continue with Christina's email. Take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 19, 2007. Gold, 830-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.47, $406.35 for half, $203.18 for quarter. That's $824.47, $406.35, and $203.18. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
All right. And you need to know that sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and get signed up for their updates, as well as the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org.
www.freetalklive.org. Burning through some emails here to start the show out here. I know you had a handful you wanted to get to as well, Mark. Of course, we take your calls, if you make them, about whatever's on your mind. Christina emails in asking questions from the... She wants to clarify this whole no government thing, small government. So she points out that my view is no government. Mark's on the small government side. We know Wayne, while he is definitely favorable towards the no government idea, he, for right now, is on the small government side of things. And I agree that I think we need to cut down government drastically in size, and then from there start talking about how we can cut it down even further. I think that's the sensible way to approach things. I'm certainly open to other ideas as far as how we can possibly cut the government down to size without using the system. I just don't know of any way. I've never heard of anyone proposing any way. Anyway, she goes on. She says, well, my husband and I were having a discussion about this, and we're both for small government, but my husband was saying how he basically couldn't think of a situation where we would need the government, that there would be something the free market or the people couldn't solve on their own, or that there wouldn't be, and it made me think about it for a while. And here's what I came up with. Please let me know what you think. She says, without government, what would protect the people's freedom itself? Throughout history, we see people who start grouping together, sharing ideas, which is not bad in itself, but I think naturally people want to spread their views onto others. You say, it's okay with me if people want to set up their own communist area, as long as I'm not forced into it. But what if the head people of that group start loving the power and control and want to make their areas larger or start forcing people into it? It's an excellent question, but to answer her first question first, what would protect the people's freedom itself? Well, your question presupposes, because she says, without government, what would protect the people's freedom? Your question presupposes that government actually does protect people's freedom, when in fact it doesn't. The contradiction or the paradox of government is that it, on its face, and in, even in its constitutions and its paperwork, it will tell you that its job, that the purpose of government, is to protect and maintain individual rights, therefore to protect freedom. That's what they say, but what they say and what they do are two completely different matters. So the fact is, government can't do anything until it can get funding for itself first, and in order to get funding for itself, it has to coerce you into paying it. It has to threaten you with jail time or taking your house away or whatever other punishments they've come up with for not participating in their little deal.
Well, to some extent, you're correct. I mean, you're largely correct, but to some extent, you're mistaken. Like, for instance, if there's a guy trying to break into my home and threaten me with a gun and the police come along and stop that guy or scare him away or something like that, then those police have protected my freedom because that guy with the gun would want to take it away from me.
That may be true. And that's presuming they don't arrest you in the process, thinking that you're the criminal or whatever other mistake they make.
You're talking about 99% of the time the cops are going to respond. I'm not saying every time. Certainly there are going to be police that are going to give them trouble.
They'll get there eventually.
But at some point or another, you know, calling the police can be a bad thing. But, you know, and when you're talking about one nation invading another, you know, that nation being set up for as a security force to protect, you know, an invasion, that's a protection of freedom.
No, not really, because the the government military only actually really is responsible for protecting the government apparatus. So it's more likely that the government's going to protect itself than it will protect you. If in the process of protecting the United States, the government has to roll a tank through the middle of your house, they won't have any compunctions about doing so. Because they don't really care about you. And the fact is, even if the police roll by and happen to save you from a burglar, that doesn't matter, Mark. My point here is that's part of the paradox. Even if they actually do successfully protect you, and we've certainly seen plenty of evidence that they are, you know, more likely to do something awful to you than actually protect you, but even if they do actually provide this role of protection, and I might add the Supreme Court has ruled several times that they have no obligation to provide you with any protection, but even if they do, despite all of that, you've been forced to pay for it in advance anyway. You've been threatened and forced into paying for this service that you may or may not have wanted, that you may or may not have been looking for, and that's the problem. So in order to supposedly protect freedom, government must infringe upon freedom in the first place, and that's the problem with government. That's the part that most people don't really think about too hard. She says, she goes on, well, what about this idea with the communist enclave and the free market? What if they decide that they want everybody to be a part of their communist enclave and want to, you know, spread out from there and force everybody into it? Well, first off, they're going to have a whole lot more of a difficult time doing something like that in a free market situation where, you know, every other house or every third house is armed in a, you know, up here in New Hampshire, there are plenty
every
of people.
Every third house is armed in the United States right now.
Right. Especially here in New Hampshire. It's probably more than every third house up here. But can you imagine that? I mean, how are they going to go about that exactly? I mean, have you ever been on a commune, Christina? I mean, these guys, they can barely get their house cleaned. And you think these are the people that can, you know, somehow build a military on their farm and start spreading out and taking over from there? I mean, just thinking about the logistics of that is, it just doesn't seem even possible. They're going to run up against resistance right quick. They're going to start losing guys. And then they're going to say, wait, why don't we just go back to growing cabbage? Why are we trying to take over everybody's land? It's just not very likely. The difference between that and what we have today with the government is the government controls vast amounts of weaponry and has huge numbers of troops at its disposal. What you're talking about here would just be a group of individuals that, you know, would, I don't know, get it through their heads that they want to try to force their message onto others. That's a completely different situation.
I think with the commune is less likely than perhaps, you know, I mean, when a government sees a void, it hates that. It certainly, you know, Canada would hate the idea that there could be a stateless place just south of it. It would just, and governments don't, they abhor voids of government, so they want to build.
What's Canada going to do about that?
Who knows what they're going to do?
I'm not too frightened. I mean, the U.S. military, the most powerful, arguably, military in the world, is being effectively fought by a group of ragtag insurgents in Iraq. I think we can handle the Canadian military.
Yeah, well, there are also a lot of the big government types are very appalled over Somalia.
But it's been now over a decade since they've had any real form of government there, despite the UN's multitudes of attempts at reestablishing a central state in Somalia.
Right.
The Somali people don't want it.
A better example than Iraq, because the ragtag group of insurgents in Iraq would like to take over. So they're trying to set up an apparatus of government themselves.
I don't know if that's true of all of the ragtag insurgents. I think I don't think you could speak to all of that. I think a number of those people are just sick and tired of having the American military there.
Right.
But they know they don't want the Americans, and may not be sure who they'd prefer in power.
I think they're pretty sure who they would prefer.
But they're different groups.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, they're different groups. I'll give you that. I'm not saying that every group, it's all one group and all wants the same thing. They do want different groups, and the thing is they're trying to form a government ahead, and therefore it's easy to knock that head off. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a Somalia, they don't seem to want a government.
Now, to go back to what she was talking about with this expanding group that wants to start taking over the free market area, again, not only will they run up against individuals with weapons, but they'll also run up against private defense agencies, the companies that people would inevitably hire to protect themselves from situations just like this one. And we can explore this idea further, because it is absolutely a fascinating thought experiment to see what would it be like in a truly free market environment with someone who tried to aggress against you. More on the way.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold. I'm Bobby Lycos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior, but after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, and they include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it should. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. You can try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. We are in the middle of an email from Christina. She's curious about this whole free market idea, the idea that we don't need government, which, of course, is one that I happen to be pretty much a fan of. And I find it absolutely fascinating to look at these concepts as to what life would be like. What if there were no government around and some group of evil communists decided they wanted to start taking over your town? You know, they were living out on their commune growing lettuce, and now they've decided they want to force their way of life on everyone else. Well, there's some different things that will happen in the free marketplace. And again, we aren't actually the entrepreneurs who are going to be creating these private protection services that will inevitably be available. So we can't really predict everything, but we can throw out a few ideas. And one of those would be there are several disincentives for people to behave in the way that she's describing it. That is to aggress upon others and try to force themselves and their viewpoint on other people through violence. One of the things you have to look at, besides the fact that individuals will own guns and will inevitably protect themselves, also these groups that are going to be forcing themselves on others, they don't have the government's monopoly on currency. So they don't have the ability to just print out a bunch of money and go and buy themselves tanks and bombs and that sort of thing, which means they'd actually have to have their own money in order to finance this aggression. And force is expensive. Initiating force on people is very costly.
And that's right. And just like as now people, some people in some neighborhoods have neighborhood watch groups. I'm sure that a lot of neighbors would band together, too, to form their own sort of informal...
militia or something, yeah, protection.
Yeah, informal security group.
Militias managed to protect this country for a long, long time, and right. I think that they are a... I think that that's something that we should have.
The other point is, in the world of international politics and international warfare, there are certain things that the governments have agreed to. There's a, remember, governments... they, you know, they exist to force others into paying for their whatever it is that their plans are and their programs and all that, and they don't really want to risk that their power too much. So they've all sort of agreed with one another that, okay, now look here, when we get into this war together, we're going to fight it out amongst ourselves, but the soldiers are going to do the fighting, and us leaders, we're just got. We're, now there's going to be no assassinations, there's going to be no killing the leaders. So you let the soldiers fight, and the leaders are going to be fine. They have these agreements.
Right. Well, it's been that way since there's been warfare. Essentially, it's let the peasants battle it out, and then the aristocracy will take the spoils.
Right. So now that's not to say that certain people haven't been assassinated in the past. Obviously, they have. But as a general rule, those who are in charge of these countries are never actually threatened by the wars that they bring to the people of their country. That would be different with what she's talking about in her email, with just a group of what would essentially be thugs, a group of thugs attempting to force themselves on others. There's no prohibition on targeting the leader of the group.
Well, there isn't in the Constitution either. There's letters of mark and reprisal. So,
give us very rarely used.
Oh, it's not, right. Our leaders
they've gone into agreements.
Right.
With the
they've gone into tacit agreements. I don't think that there's. I mean, there are.
I believe it's international law, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Mark.
Well, shoot the people that are in charge
of warfare.
Shoot some international leader that says that you can't, exact vengeance on some jerk that attacked your country.
So just imagine yourself.
As far as I'm concerned, he's protecting him.
In the position of somebody that wants to enforce their viewpoint on another group of people, you have to, A, fund it yourself. So you'd have to have that much money, and you've had to, raised it and whatever, and you'd have to go out and buy all these bombs and weapons and raise your army secretly so no one could find out what was going on. I mean, just from that perspective, it's very difficult. But on top of that, you would know that as soon as you started initiating force on others, that could come right back and bite you in the butt, and you personally could die as a result of that. Now, most people aren't crazy enough to do that. There could be some psychopaths out there, but how many people are willing to sign on to follow that psychopath when they could lose their lives or their family's lives could be lost? So again, there's all kinds
of... certainly changes the paradigm.
Right. There's all kinds of natural disincentives to aggression in the marketplace, let alone the fact that if you do actually harm another person in the marketplace, then you're expected to make good. You're expected to pay restitution to those people that you've harmed, and that's another deterrent.
Huge. Yeah.
So, let me continue here. She says, well, what if the people in this group aren't allowed to leave it, like this, theoretical group of communists?
What is the fundamental Latter-day Saints out there, the ones that have split from the church and have multiple wives and try to be a woman in that organization.
And escape?
Yeah. And then try to be a man in that organization and come back.
People have been able to do it, though. I mean, there are certain times and possibilities.
It gets done.
She says people will be free to elect leaders of their own groups, but they can just as easily abuse that power slowly and without many people realizing until we end up with another government similar to what we have today. Well, of course, that's an argument against small government. You know, the idea that if you get government small again, what's to stop it from getting bigger? I mean, people are lazy and people want to, they get involved in their own lives and they don't pay attention.
How about learning from one's mistakes?
I don't think it's going to happen, Mark.
I understand you don't think it's going to happen, but I mean, this is really the first, as far as I'm concerned, this is the United States is the first country that experimented with a democratic republic in this fashion. And it's the only country on the planet that has the heritage of liberty that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we can rewrite a constitution with, new rules that, put punishments on politicians that violate it rather than, the current one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think we can create a better constitutional republic than we currently have. I mean, did
that may be true.
Did the first car run?
Well, that may be true, Mark, but when it comes to cars and that sort of thing, you've got real market competition involved, whereas with the government, once it's written, it's written.
Well,
that's
there were mistakes made, and people can learn from their mistakes.
Well, the mistake was government. That was the mistake.
Well, you're proposing that the people, you know, people learn from their mistake by having no government. I'm proposing that they learn from their mistake by having a better constitutional republic.
And we go back to honest money. When you have
coercion.
When you have a hard currency, the government can't grow like they've grown in the last 75 years. Because
that much is true.
They finance themselves, and they've grown on basically crack, you know, fiat money.
Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree that a smaller government would be a bad, you know, a good thing, or bad, whatever. I think that a smaller government would be a good thing, no doubt about it. I just don't think that. I just don't think we can really solve the apathy problem too effectively. I think that it'd be better
problem?
To get rid of government in the first place.
What's the apathy problem?
The fact that people don't care.
Care about the government? And you think that they're going to care enough to get rid of the government?
I don't know, Mark.
I'm not sure. It seems to me the apathy problem applies in both.
But the apathy problem also comes from being dumbed down, for one, having all the stuff that you think you know, there's means, whether it's debt or whatever, to get stuff so that you feel reasonably content where you live. And when that collapses, then people are going to become far less apathetic, don't you think?
Yeah, but if it goes in the direction we're hoping that it does, and that is, you know, Ron Paul gets elected and then some more liberty-minded people get elected and they start paring down the government, then it won't ever collapse and they'll never have a chance to come around to that. I mean, the governmental changes will go on and they just won't care, just like they've never cared. That's my point.
Even if Ron Paul's elected, by the time he reaches office, our economy is going to be in a serious recession, I believe, in the next year or so. And so there are going to be a lot of people out of work. In fact, the real unemployment figures are much higher than they're stating because the government uses the birth-death model and all these bogus figures to make the unemployment rate lower. So I think the economy is far worse. I think we're in recession now. But as more and more people are struggling, paying the bills and all, I think you're going to see less apathy because people are getting disgusted.
And I agree that it would take a reduction in apathy in order to have changes happen. That much I agree with. I just feel like once the changes happen, you'll be right back into that old situation where people say, okay, great, we cut the government down to size. Now I'm going to go back to my video games and, you know, my... Because I'd rather be playing video games than going out and doing activism personally. And I only do it because I understand how critical it is. I just think most people are just going to put it right back down and say, okay, you guys can go to the city council meetings. I'll pass. More on the way. It's free time.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while. In dealing with these patients who are so ill, I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and we are just asking. You can enjoy the entire website for free. Though if you do want to help us get on more radio stations and spread the message of liberty and freedom as far and as wide as possible, you should become an amplifier. And you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. And Carla Howell is the head of the Center for Small Government. Tom Cryer is known as the man who beat the IRS in court. Bob Schultz is the chairman of the We the People Foundation. And Ron Paul will eliminate the IRS if he's elected. All of them are working to end the income tax, and all will be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. 2008FTL, all one word, if you want to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Looking forward to seeing you there. 800-259-9231. So just a few more points here on this email from Christina. She's talking about the idea of no government versus a small government. And she wants to give another example, another theoretical situation. She says, back in the days of the pioneers, when people headed out west to build their own towns, etc., the government was involved very little then.
Yeah.
And they handed out the land and gave it to people that they would, if they would keep it up, but they stayed out of the towns for the most part. Townspeople would elect and fund their own school teachers and doctors, and they would even hire their own sheriff. In some rough towns, though, the sheriff would abuse his authority, and he would team up with the outlaws. In exchange for letting them run free, he would take some of the profit. Pretty soon there may be a complete town that has lost its freedom because it was run by this band of outlaws and the sheriff, similar to a problem today, right? And that does sound similar to the problems we have today. I'm certainly no expert on the West, but I can tell you that historically it was not as wild as Hollywood would have you believe that it was. But nonetheless, whenever you have a position of so-called authority over others, whether it be a lone sheriff or whether it be the sheriff's department or whatever, you are always going to have a situation where they could be easily corrupted and bought off by criminals. That happens today.
Right.
Frequently.
And I'm certainly not out here advocating for a governmentless society like yourself, but every time that a person abdicates their responsibility, in the case of sheriff, people abdicate abdicate their responsibility for protecting themselves in a great deal. They abdicate the responsibility of spreading around that kind of power. Why did there need to be one sheriff in these towns? Well, because these people abdicated their responsibility. They went with the formula that there had always been. And, you know, they gave people power. And every time you give somebody absolute power in a particular area, you're going to be sorry.
Yep.
But it was still more localized in nature. And back then, isolation also contributed to that, because if you were in a town out west in a remote area, you could be held captive by people and you had no way of communicating with the outside world like you do today with telephones and the internet. So those situations, I think, are far less likely to happen if you had a society like we're describing.
Right. And she says, well, what would protect people from such a thing? Well, the idea would be that there wouldn't be this one person imbued with, this authority. In order to get to a point of a free market situation, we as a people, individually, we all have to reject the concept that one man can somehow have more authority than another man. Essentially reject the concept of authority in the first place. Because the whole idea is fallacious. The idea of authority, if it's true that all men are born equal, created equal, however you want to call it, and I think that most reasonable people believe that to be true. If that is true, then you're born on the same level as President Bush, as anybody else who claims to have leadership or authority over others. How did it actually happen? I mean, just think about this for a moment. How did it actually occur that President Bush or your local town sheriff or whoever was granted this fantastic concept of authority? How did that actually occur? Is it some magical process, some sort of ethereal ideal that when you go into a voting booth and check a box on a piece of paper or punch a Chad, that transfers some juice to some other person? I mean, is this like, a spell that you're casting?
We've given him the authority.
But there is no authority to give. You don't have authority in the first place because you were born equal. And it doesn't matter if 20,000 people get together and say, we choose you, Mark. You are the person we're granting this authority to. They don't have authority to grant to you in the first place. Where did it come from?
Well, people are abdicating their responsibility to rule themselves is what's happening.
Well, that might be true, but just because you're submitting to the rule of another person doesn't mean that they have authority over you.
Well,
it just means you've submitted to them.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving it to them by submitting.
Right. Well, you're letting them run roughshod over you, and you're doing whatever it is they want you to, but that doesn't mean they have authority. It doesn't make them a better person than you. It just means that you're bowing down. That's all. You can certainly subvert yourself absolutely to another person, just as dogs, they have their alphas and their omegas, and certainly when one of them challenges another, one will, they might fight or one will just back down. And if you back down, then that's your choice. You've chosen to back down, but you haven't granted that person some power that he didn't have before. I just think the whole concept is absurd, and more people need to realize that in order for us to get to this point in the first place. And once that point is reached, where people have had that paradigm shift, and they understand that all people are equal, then we'll have a situation where you can hire your own protection if that's what you want. And the fact that there would be different organizations out there offering protection services competing in the marketplace will prevent the corruption situation from happening, as she's describing. Because if it turns out that you've hired Mark, let's say, Wayne, to protect your family while you aren't home,
please help.
And it turns out that Mark is actually taking, payments from criminals in order to allow them to go and rob your house while your wife is away at work or something like that, and you find out somehow that Mark is corrupt or on the take or whatever, you just don't pay him anymore. And you hire somebody else to protect you from Mark. And you can take Mark to arbitration, and if he's at least somebody who even somewhat considers reputation important, he'll go to arbitration. Otherwise, his reputation will be ruined.
Right.
And either way, if you're right and he is corrupt, his reputation could be ruined anyway. He's going to lose all of his customers, and he's got no more money left. He's got no business. So in the world of competition in the marketplace, we're protected from the corruption. There is no power to be had because everything, all agreements are being entered into on a voluntary basis, unlike the government that forces you to deal with them. So she goes on to say, you could say people won't want it and they won't let it get that way, but we let it happen before. There are many people who want comfort and security over freedom who despise the rich and think it's not fair that they have to be poor. There will always be people like that. Well, a lot of those people are that way because they went to government schools and they were taught that it's bad to be rich and money's the root of all evil and all this other nonsense that we're constantly fighting against on this show. And so she says there will always be people like that. And as far as I'm concerned, she's probably right about that. And she says there will always be those who crave power and control over people. So do we need a small government of some sort, or is it possible to have no government and still ensure our freedom? Well, of course, I believe that it is possible to have no government and still be free because of the reasons that we just discussed. And also, coming up, hopefully by the end of the year, it looks like I'm on track for this. By the end of the year, I should be releasing an excellent book in audio format called The Market for Liberty, which really goes into a great level of detail on many of these ideas we're talking about here. Private security, private arbitration in the marketplace, competition, how the market can replace all of these governmental functions that we're so used to having the government handle in detail, and it'll be for free. So you won't have to pay a dime for the book. It's an audio book. You'll listen to it just like you listen to this show, and you'll get it because it makes sense and it's brilliantly written. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Fred in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Fred. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I was charged July the 29th, 06, for abduction and receiving stolen property. And
okay.
I had a camper in Ohio, and I came in like in the last of June, and there was two guns in my camper. And I asked my fiance, I said, what's these doing in here? What the hell are these guns doing in here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I didn't want them, and she said her landlord's brother put him in there because he had a couple DUIs and he couldn't carry him in his truck. So anyway, the rifle got gone, and on July the 29th, a lot of things were going on with I sensed and that she was not being faithful, and I was checking on her and just checking to find out the truth. She kept saying, oh, I swear to God, I never spoke with no one. I didn't do this or that. And I was
spoke with them about what?
Pardon?
Spoke with no one about what?
She said, I swear to God, I haven't spoke with my boss or hadn't spoke with my friend and hadn't been unfaithful.
This is your girlfriend or fiance?
Yeah. This is my girlfriend, fiance, and I had a camper set up on the property.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. There's a camper with guns in it. You're thinking your girlfriend is cheating on you, and there's more to the story, right?
Oh, wow.
I want to hear the rest. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.